And welcome back to Clash Royale Radio. I am your host, Dylan.
And I am your co-host, Dalton.
And I am your other co-host, Caleb.
And we have lots to talk about this week, and we're super excited. We'll be talking about the new season, balance changes. We'll have a card showdown, and Caleb has a game for us, so you guys do not want to miss anything. Podcast update before we get started, guys. As a group, we've been talking about, you know, we want to get our listener, or we want to get to know our listeners. There we go.
English is tough.
And to create friendships and stuff like that. So we built a Discord server. And, you know, we got like a general chat channel, question and answer channel, a voting channel, and a lot more to come. We just made a tournament channel too, so we'll get into that a little bit. But to join the Discord, the description link will be down in the show notes there, so just click that and it'll get right into it, and we cannot wait to meet you guys and to meet our listeners. It'll be super, super cool.
Yep.
And it's very small right now, and we ain't got a clue how to run Discord. I'm pretty new at it. And so is you guys. So
I mean, I've been on it for about a day. So
exactly, we're extremely new.
I've been on and off on it. I mean, right. how long have we? Maybe was the day we created it?
It's probably a week ago. Maybe a week ago.
Last week.
Yeah. So I've been jumping on off, trying to get familiar with it.
We got a couple of members there. So
yep.
Already. So. But yeah, guys, just go down to the show notes again and click the link there, and you guys are invited.
And also, you guys can ask anything about us or about the game or
but keep what should PG. We talk about. They can't ask anything about us, but like, you know.
So, how's everybody's week?
Well, not good. Not good. I'm in Challenger 1.
Oh. I thought you were asking personally.
I was asking personally.
Oh, you're asking personally? Oh, you're asking personally.
Not good.
Like, so it's really not good. If it's
Mike, I'm sorry. This Clash Royale game is surrounded all by my life. So if I'm having
then there's a problem.
Yeah, that's your first one.
That's put down the phone. Okay, my week without the game, pretty good, actually. Pretty good. Yep.
Dalton and I, we had a golf tournament. Got second place. Should have won.
Went out to a church deal called the Beast Feast, and that's where we just, you know, hang out with church guys. And
What kind of gun did you shoot?
50 cal.
That's cute.
I wish it was cute. It didn't feel cute. Let me tell you about that. It was heavy, and it was honestly really cool.
Did you shoot it standing up?
I can't do that. No way. Oh, I had to have the table. However, one guy did do shot it standing up, and it was pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
It is.
Have you ever shot a 50 cal adult?
Mm-hmm. Not my cousin, but one of my buddies have one.
I shot once before. It was when I was in high school.
They're different. They're bad.
They're pretty cool.
Dude, when I shot it, I obviously missed the target because it was, I don't forget how, I think it was like 100 yards is where the target was, but it's ranged at like 1,000 yards. So obviously you have to shoot way down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
From 100 yards. But anyways, I was aiming, my crosshairs was on the bucket, and I shot it, and it was like a foot above the bucket, and there was a big old mud dirt behind it. You just see a huge crater, like a foot wide crater.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was fun. Anyways.
Yeah, so how was everybody's week in the arena,
there
Caleb?
We
already know Caleb's.
Yeah, terrible.
You want me to just go first now?
I mean, shoot sure.
Okay, terrible, guys. Terrible. Let me get to the game real quick. I'll tell you my trophies right now. It's bad. It's right now 51-78. That's my trophies. I can have some excuses on why. It's because I've been trying to play with a new deck. I just got my Goblin Drill to 13, and by the end of once I get down to the Battle Pass, I'll get to that Epic Book. I'm going to have it at 14. And so that's what I've really been working on, is working on a Goblin Drill deck.
And how to play it.
So I've been losing a ton trying to figure out what cards work best for this deck. And just that's basically why I'm doing terrible. I'm just trying to find a good Goblin Drill deck. Because I think, honestly, Goblin Drill is one of the most insane cards.
I think it's one of the best win condition cards if you know how to play it.
A lot of pros play it, and I just kind of want to learn how to use it. So
that's
what I've been doing.
What about you, Dalt?
It's been honestly rough after the new season.
As always.
Yeah. How the top tier people drop down to your level, mm-hmm. and it's just been a crap show, I'd say, for me. But I mean, I've been trying a new one. I've been playing with Royal Recruits and Bowler, and then a Witch, and then Bats and Mirror and stuff, and trying to figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been going too bad. I'm at 50-79, so.
Okay.
I'm at 53-15 in Challenger 2, so I'm still not doing the best either, but I haven't been playing a lot of ladder. because of that. New season started, and it's just kind of a pain. And I wait about a week, and then I really want to, you know, hit hard on the old ladder.
Nah, I jump right into ladder. But you're not a big fan at all of ladder. Like, you're really not a big fan of
ladder? No, I like ladder. Yeah, I like ladder. It's just it's hard, mm-hmm. Especially in the beginning. But I'm definitely trying something new, and you guys don't laugh at me, but I'm using like a Mega Knight, Bowler, the Bomber, Dark Goblin, Goblin Drill, Bats, Firecracker, and Tornado. Okay.
Sorry, I had to laugh because you said don't laugh.
It's all right. Not the best, but yeah, anyway. What do you guys been playing?
So the deck from last week, I've changed it up completely. This deck I've been really doing really well in. It's a Giant Skeleton with E-Barbarians, Witch, Mighty Miner, E-Wiz, Guards, Bomber, and Bats. And I've been really rocking it. What I love about doing when I go against opponents is the baiting them. Obviously, put one side down. You know how to bait, mm-hmm. right? You put down, let's say you're a giant skeleton.
Basically, you're trying to get your opponent to overcommit.
Overcommit on one side. Yeah. That's the easier way to say it. But anyways, that's what I love been doing. And I've been doing pretty well on that, actually, on baiting.
You normally did pretty good. Pretty good at that.
What are you good at, usually? Are you good at baiting, Dylan? Are you good at...
Bridge spam.
You're good at bridge spam.
Only with a Dark Goblin.
Really?
And people don't want to mess with it. People don't want to spend extra elixir. Already to their tower. So like, well, I'm already too late.
They also think the fire spirit's nothing at all. But yeah. If you just keep on recycling the fire spirit, you're actually dealing quite a bit of damage. What do you do, Dalton? Do you do bridge spamming?
No, I just try to do the...
he's pretty good at rage quit.
I have done that a lot. It's pretty annoying. But no, I just try to do the overcommit. I just play the Royal Recruit.
That's the only way I know. I tried bridge spamming. I tried bridge spamming before. It doesn't work for me.
I over bridge spam.
So with the Royal Recruits and Golem, you're pretty heavy on defense, which is pretty good. Because then, especially with the Royal Recruits, you can really go into offense.
Who's playing Golem?
Did I say Golem?
Yeah.
I meant Bowler and...
That's expensive.
I was about to say.
I was wondering why you're looking at me. No, the Royal Recruits and the Baller.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good defense, really.
I do have Golem maxed out, though, but I don't...
What's your win condition?
I don't play it no more. I don't know mine either.
Well, your Goblin Drill. That's a win condition.
That's a win condition. But that's not in this. That's the deck I'm trying to build. I still haven't really did a really good job of building it yet. But yeah, would you say Mighty Miner's a win condition?
I say any champion's a win condition card. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got one at least. But anyways, don't. What deck do you use?
What do you have? Royal Recruits, Bowler, Witch.
Pretty good defensively.
Cannon and then Bats.
Is that the same last week too? Last 2 weeks before when we did the second? You still rocking with the same one?
Yeah. Okay. Trying to max out and kind of get used to it. And
gotcha.
Don't want cards maxed.
Yeah. See, like I feel like I mastered this deck, and I'm just trying to find a different one. Like I have my Hog Rider 2.7 deck. I've been really doing really well in that, and then I just have this. I don't even know what you call this deck, but just my main deck with the Giant Skeleton. E-bars with Witch. It might have been, but anyways.
Dude, I really think the Witch is coming back.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard for me to get away from the Witch now because she's a really good dominant defender and attacker. She really is. So
let's go to the new season. Just now got a new season up and going called Clash of Ween.
Honestly, I like the banners way better this time. The banners look
they
sick.
They look pretty good.
They're starting to finally figure it out.
So let's go to the skin tower. What do you guys think about that?
It's all right.
I think it's pretty good.
It's all right.
I like it.
I think that... Let me go to my tower skins. I think the best tower skin they ever had done would... This is just my personal preference.
Oh, we know.
Is the video game one last month. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. One you had to buy separate, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like to buy because it looked... that's probably by far my favorite one.
Oh, nothing new. You spending money on this
game. Pay to play.
Guys, you know what my favorite card is in Clash Royale?
Favorite card?
Well, you don't tell us already. Just
No. My favorite card of all time. Because this is without champions too, right? My favorite card of all time?
Mighty Miner.
No. My credit card.
Oh my!
Helps me buy stuff on this game.
And that's why you say you're broke.
What do you guys think about the emote on the season pass?
I just got the emote already.
How did you?
I just got it.
Buy to get that too.
He spends gems to.
I did not do that. I do not do that.
He buys gems and gems.
But yeah, I did get it. It looks pretty cool.
It's not bad.
No,
not bad.
And then free to play. The last one.
Free to play players. They get this month. They get an epic book of cards. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
So. Dude, the banner though that you can buy right now if you go to the shop. It is really cool too.
Nobody spends money on this.
I don't buy that though.
What is that? $9?
$10.
But you still.
It's five bucks. $5 for all three emotes or all.
Did they change that? I swear it was like $8.
It's been five for the last week. Stuff.
I thought it was like $8.99 or something.
No. By the way, you guys have like 11 hours to purchase that if you want to purchase it.
Did they change that? I swear.
I don't know.
We should do what our best emote deck is.
Best emote deck?
What's your favorite emote deck?
That's funny. All right, guys. Balance changes. We got lots of balance changes, and I love balance changes.
I love balance changes, too, because it changes the game for sure.
That's why they're called balance changes.
Duh.
Yes.
But this is what...
Oh, we got. What do we got? There's one, two, three, eight. Four, five,
okay,
six.
Okay. Name me the ones seven, that you're eight. Disappointed at right now. Name me the ones that you like and the ones that you really hate. There's one, two, three absolutely hate.
Well, let's get into it real quick. So... Balance changes, all the cards I got out of balance changes were the Elixir Golem, Cannon Cart, Goblin Gang, Mighty Miner, Royal Hogs, Barbarian Hut, the Cannon, and the Mortar. Let's just go right into it. So the Elixir Golem, his attack speed got a buff, 15% more attack speed.
For all forms.
All forms.
Yeah. So I think this was a good one because it brought him back. I think I brought him back. He might have been too overpowered, but think of it. He was in F tier. A lot of people would put him in F tier. This brought him back to say, you know what? He's pretty good. And he still gives us like what? Is it half elixir?
That's point, one for the first ones and then...
0.5 for the rest?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But... he's a good he reminds me a lot of the Ice Golem, but he's just one elixir higher, and I think he's better than the Ice Golem on defensively.
I hate this card.
You hate it just because if it's annoying or just
it's super annoying. It only costs 3 elixir, but granted, what are they giving you?
Do you not like this? Do you not like this?
I hate this. I think 15% is way too much.
Well,
it takes forever to kill him.
He was like you might be right, but. I think they're just trying to really bring him back and trying to get him out of this.
Right, but I think they could do it a little better than that. But
what would you change then on it?
Maybe not go 15% more. Maybe like 7.
Oh.
But
that is a lot for a card that really...
Do you like this card, Dole?
I mean, for right now, for how good it is right now, I would definitely use it just because why not? Why use the Ice Golem when you can just spend an elixir more... And you get a better defense for your Hog Rider if you want to run 2.7.
Give me a letter grade of this.
Right now, buff. For this buff, oh gosh, it's ballpark range for me. I'm just kind of making a guess. It bumped it up to maybe a C.
No, do you like the change? Like, is the change good?
Yeah, I think it's a good change, honestly.
So
it brought him back.
Probably a Z.
I don't understand you guys hate it because like, but I don't think it's too powerful.
I don't know.
Have you went against it a lot? Have you already went against it?
But I probably hate it because I don't know how to defend it.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of tough.
That's why I use Witch and Bomber, bro.
But well, not all the time, because people that don't know how to use it just give me free elixir, and I just build a bigger push.
Yeah,
those are people that don't know how to run Elixir Golem. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the cannon cart. The hit points it got a nerf. The hit points was -8%.
Yeah.
That's just the destroyed form.
Now, I don't know if they needed to make a... I don't know much about the cannon cart. I didn't see a lot of cannon cart getting played whenever I was playing it, obviously, playing against guys. But this was kind of a shock for me because I was thinking that they would... I thought they would never touch this card. I thought it was pretty solid. Well,
this is why. They said, the Cannon is currently one of the most popular buildings. Thanks to its low elixir cost and good durability, we're reducing its hit points to make it more fragile and leaving space for other defensive options.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I still like I think it's like starting when it's like not destroyed is still way better. I think
this is a good buff or a nerf.
You think so?
I think it is because it does.
I just don't see a lot of this card getting played.
But it does shoot a lot.
It does shoot a lot.
I'm not saying it shoots fast. I wonder, whenever destroyed, it shoots pretty fast. So I do think maybe lowering.
I wonder if they're lowering this down because maybe they're seeing a lot of professionals play it. Because I don't see this card.
It's a pretty solid card.
I know it's a solid card. I just don't see it a lot.
Because you're not a professional.
I guess not.
I don't know. It's all right. I'm not. I don't really play Candy Card a whole lot. So
yeah, I don't either.
I don't play it at all. Nor I see it on the field at all.
Right.
When I go against it. But anyways.
This next one.
Goblin Gang.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I think everybody's excited for it. This thing's a lot of
people have been playing.
Can I tell you, I looked on Royal API, and this is the best number one card right now.
Yeah.
Over everybody.
Yeah, that's nuts. Well, because it's... do you think they're going to take it back now?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But anyways, guys, the Spear Goblin count was 2 and now 3. So now there's 6 goblins
in
this card.
6 goblins, and you're only going to go
spending 3 elixir. But could we see a higher count of the Golden Knight?
Why?
Because you can destroy these little troops by just hitting the ability.
I think it brings the balance, doesn't it? Because these guys, I got to admit, like there's a reason why they drop it down to 5.
Yeah, this was 5 years ago. This is what they said. The greenest gang in the arena has been relegated at the bottom tier card for quite some time now. To help them regain their former glory, we're bringing them back for the third Spear Goblin who left the party 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Yep. So this is obviously before Champions and stuff like that. So, but we'll see.
I think this will boost up a little bit.
It's the same thing like with the log. You can log it, and you're still...
We already see a lot of logs. So.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think it's a good idea that they brought the 6-1
back. I think with this change, I really don't think you'll see a lot of more of the Mighty Miner. Talking champion-wise.
And we'll get down to it because there's a change on the Mighty Miner now. This made me sad. This is why I don't like it. Like, the Mighty Miner is such a... This is my card. This is my favorite card, and it gets nerfed. But we'll talk about that. You want to keep going?
Mighty Miner. Yeah. His hit points were reduced 8%.
That sucks.
I think it was needed, but this is what they said. The Mighty Miner has finally ended up in a strong place in the arena. He's a bit too mighty. As it turns out, we trimmed his mustache, which instantly reduced his hit points. So Caleb hates this.
I hate it because he already takes a while to warm up. He already does, especially on tower or any other troop he's trying to melt. Like, let's say if like I got a Mega Knight out and I got to use the Mighty Miner to melt him, it takes a while for him to melt up, and he gets beat up a lot by the Mighty Miner. His health is already almost at half, and
I think it's a good change.
You think it's a good change?
I think wasn't he the only champion that hasn't got a rework yet or a balance change yet? So I think he was the last one, and I also looked on Royal API. And he's
you and like, your research.
Hey, he's ranked 103.
Is that good or bad?
Out of 107.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
You're not good at all. You're right. So
he's a trash kid. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan.
I'm sad about the next one too. I use these guys.
I actually like the Mighty Miner, and whenever it first came out, I fell in love with it.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, I'm still in love with it. I use the crap out of it. I might have to switch back to the Golden Knight.
I don't have money to spend to upgrade and go at a tier 14 and get champions yet, but I don't know. But also,
you'll have your
going back to the Goblin Gang, I feel like we'll start seeing a lot more like splash damage cards.
Yes. I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And, like,
especially
Dark Knight,
with
Ghost and
Executioner.
Yeah. Especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Executioner is making its way back, though. I think I like that. We talked about that last week or last 2 weeks ago.
All right, guys. I want to know your guys' thoughts on Royal Hogs.
Sad too because I use them.
They got a nerf as well. Their first hit
60%
slower. Yeah, and this is what they said: who let the hogs out? These little piggies have proven to be quite powerful in the meta. Most of the time, requiring a perfect answer from the opponent. so they don't hit the crown tower. By delaying the first hit, defensive troops in the crown towers will be a slightly larger window to destroy them.
So they suck.
No, I don't know.
Well, they just don't suck. They suck.
Just right when it gets to the tower, it's 60% more slower to do their first attack. But after that, it's the same. I think it was good because it's hard to counter them without getting one hit whatsoever.
Yeah, it is. They're automatically at least get one.
Yeah. So I think this was necessary. I think they were pretty hefty. What do you think, Caleb?
I use them a lot. And yes, this is definitely a big change, and I'm going to have to switch them out because they're not giving me my wins like they were. Because even if you hog split them on the right in the middle of the lane, I don't know. I can't get a win with them. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
So they kind of, I don't know. They might this card might be dropped.
I was starting to use them too, especially with my Royal Recruits and Hogs deck with the Fireball and Flying Machine. And I was really starting getting ready to really upgrade them because I think I'm having like level 13 or 12. So I'm going to put it on pause for a little bit. So
yeah, so am I.
Barbarian Hub. Guys, what do you think?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
So we got a lot to talk about on Barbarian Hub. Yeah. So the elixir cost was 7 and now 6.
It got reworked is what it actually did.
The spawn speed was 11 seconds to 15 seconds now. The spawn count, instead of 2, it's 3. And the lifetime was 40 seconds and 30 seconds, so they dropped that a little bit. And whenever it dies, the building dies, they spawn 2.
Instead of 1,
yeah.
Here's my problem.
So, hang on. And then the total barbarian spawn would be 10 instead of 8. So what do you guys think about that?
Wait.
Wait, it was 10 and now 8.
It was 10.
Sorry, now 8. Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
This card.
I like it.
I think it's going to stay the same.
Ooh, really?
I don't. I think here's why.
I hope it doesn't. But I was playing it, and I think it takes way too long for them to spawn another.
No, why when you put it in, they spawn immediately 3.
Yes, but three barbarians. Talking about, then it take 15 seconds to spawn another 3, and then that's it. Then the tower's dead, so you're only getting, like I said, you're only getting 8 of them.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
Worth the cost of getting 8 of them.
It takes a while. I don't know, and then Fireball really counters them pretty well.
Yeah,
you just Fireball the building. I've heard about that. So
I don't think that. I think they need to either make the barbarians maybe a little tougher, or make the building tougher, or put the spawn back to 10 or 9, where maybe when the building gets destroyed, 3 pops out or something. I don't know. I like the rework they did, though. I love it now how it says 6 elixir building instead of a 7. That's a really good one I like. I do not like the spawn speed. I think it takes way too long for them to respawn, but that's just personal preference. I like the count. I like the count that's 3. And the lifetime, I think it was a good trade that the lifetime is now down, but I think the spawn needs to be quicker. That's just my personal opinion. But
so this is the reasoning for the balance change on this one, or the rework. The rework aims and encourages more aggressive plays with the Barbarian Hub by removing its defensive potential, though various changes, while providing more value if it stays untouched. So, yeah, I like it. I think it was good, and it was definitely necessary because it has been one of the worst cards.
I think it was necessary, definitely. It's definitely one of the worst cards, but I think it's going to creep up a little bit, but the only big problem I have is just I think the respawn takes too quick. Or too long, sorry. Respawn's way too long. So anyways.
Dom.
I like it. I think it's good.
Will you use it now? Like, will you try?
I probably won't use it, but I mean.
Gotcha.
Well, I would use it, but it's so low level.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah.
I don't feel
like But it I is. Believe that if you start using it, people really don't know how to counter it and defend it well. So, it might be a good.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about Graveyard. And I thought about really upgrading Graveyard because I don't ever see. I never play against a Graveyard.
Yeah.
And if I use Graveyard, people don't really know how to defend it well.
Yeah.
So, Dalton, tell us about the cannon. I know you'll love this change.
I hate it.
I hate it. This could screw
it's
up.
Terrible.
Possibly screw this up is, Pod Rider.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see a change
now where my cannon does not stay alive very long.
So the cannon got a nerf.
And the hit points, it sucks.
-8% on hit points.
Yep.
So it still counters a hog, but it does the hog will destroy the cannon first.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it still by itself will do it.
Yeah.
But because before the cannon will still be alive, but it'd be like a little health still, but it'd still be alive. But now it'll fully kill the building and
its hit points are less too as well. And
I'm about to switch. I'm thinking I'm switching to Tesla.
Tesla would it be bad, but I do love the cost. Like that's the reason why people play it a lot. It's like
three elixir
it's like three elixir building.
Yeah,
I was honestly maybe thinking going back to a tombstone.
Can I tell you? I actually like Goblin Cage.
Goblin Cage is good. Yeah,
and that dude is like
Pros
a minion.
The guy's nuts.
He hits like a minion.
He's angry.
Yeah,
he's a goblin.
No, he's Shrek.
He's in jail. Is what he is.
He's Get Shrek. Out of my swamp. All right, one more card, guys. The Mortar.
Man, they're really hitting on the hit points. That's all they were
attacking. Hit points is -7%.
They're all hitting the hit points.
I haven't been seeing too much a Mortar, but I have seen a few. But it's not like crazy amount like I have Wizard or Witch. What do you guys think? You guys play this card at all?
Nope, not one bit.
No. Oh, they should rework it to the Barbarian Launcher. Overpowered. Remember that? Overpowered. That was fun, though. That challenge was fun. Anyways, I'm not seeing too much of this. What deck works really well with this? Have you guys noticed a deck that really works well with Mortar?
If you watch some of Sir Tags, I see some that will work out. I think it's actually better than the Expo.
I think so too.
Because anything defensively that goes close to the Mortar will automatically reset to something else because it's too close.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool.
Yep. However,
but I'm not very good at protecting like buildings like that because exactly. You got to react quick.
Yeah,
and you got to have some small spells, and I'm just not very good skill wise yet about that. So.
Yeah.
And this is what they said. In the past few months, the Mortar has been gaining in popularity and strength thanks to the new deck emerging with the Skeleton King. By reducing its hit points, it will remain less time on the field and will be more easily destroyable.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really seen a whole lot, nor do I play it.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby.
Caleb's game.
Caleb. All right, guys. I think this is going to be too easy, but we'll see.
Is this your description game again? Is this your description game again?
Not the one. Guess the card I'm thinking.
It's not not this time. It's got a brand new game, Caleb. What is it?
You two are going to be working together, okay? All you guys have to do is name me all the skeleton cards. I'm not going to tell you the number. Do not go on Clash Royale, obviously, and look these up.
Champions or no champions?
No champions. This is all every like card that has a skeleton in it, buildings. Yeah. So
anything with skeleton in it.
Graveyard. Anything
with a skeleton in it.
Graveyard, tombstone, skeletons, skeleton king. You got the skeleton, like the air thingy, the barrel, barrel.
Wait, can you tell us how many there are?
No. I don't want to.
Okay.
You got five.
Bomber. Start naming me again.
Bomber.
Okay, here, ready? What should we start? Let's go balloon.
Okay, hang on.
Like the barrel, skeleton barrel.
Okay.
Skeleton barrel, yeah.
Yep.
Then you got graveyard.
Graveyard.
Okay.
Then you got the Larrys.
Okay.
Guards.
And more Larrys.
Okay.
More Larrys.
You got the
The guards?
No, the other Larrys.
What Larrys? The graveyard?
No. Dude, what is it called, dude?
I can't say nothing.
The Other Larrys.
I'm going on Clash Royale because I don't remember what it's called.
Are you seriously?
Because you won't tell me. The freaking... They have 14...
Skeleton Army?
Skeleton Army.
Whole Skarmy, dude. I can't remember. Dang, bro. Dude, that is so
put
sad.
Put me on the spot. I'm having a brain farts today.
Okay, so we got the Barrel, Larrys, Army, Guards, Graveyard, Skeleton King, Bomber,
The Bomb Tower.
Bomb Tower. The Witch.
Did you get the Giant Skeleton?
Giant Skeleton.
The Witch, yeah.
Oh, Tombstone.
Is that it?
I don't know. Hang on.
Okay, I'm still smiling. We'll probably miss one.
We got the Tombstone. We got the Larrys.
Skeleton, we got the Witch.
Army, Witch. Skeleton King, Graveyard. The Skeleton Dragon things.
Good job. Can't think of any more.
Shoot. I think there's one more at least. I feel like there's
one more. I'll give you guys one more minute.
I feel like there's one more, but I feel like we're dang near close to got them all.
Can't think of anything. I think we got them all. I really think we do.
All right. You guys ready?
Go for it.
You guys did get them all except for one.
I knew it.
The Wall Breakers.
Son of a gun, Dalton.
The Wall Breakers.
Dang, you were right. We got one more.
It was the wall. Other than that, you guys did really, really well. Congrats. You guys know a little bit about your...
Clone should have did it.
Clone?
Nah.
You clone skeletons and it's a skeleton car, right?
Okay, if you clone the freaking Lava Hound, it's another Lava Hound. Does that mean it's a skeleton?
You can pick whatever you do.
Exactly, but no.
Is Skeleton Barrel flying or not a flying card?
No, it's a flying card. Don't give me that crap. The Skeleton Barrel is a flying card, you nimwad. I use it.
Ookie dokie pokey.
Nice try,
guys. Dang it, Dalton.
I knew we had one more card.
Got him.
You guys like these card showdowns?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
This is going to be a juicy one.
This is going to be rough.
Card showdown. Best win conditions. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm ready for a debate.
Let's go.
So, Dalton looks really enthused. He's taking a nap.
I'm just getting nice and relaxed, ready to start.
He's ready to get into it.
Okay, number one.
Freeze.
Hog Rider versus the Ram Rider. Go.
Hog Rider.
Hog Rider.
For sure.
Yeah, dude.
There's no debate about it.
There's that. No.
Okay, but I always see him on
Dylan's
Ram Rider.
Crossing his arms.
On Ram Rider, don't, I always...
Quit acting professional.
Hey,
don't.
Dude, Ram Rider always finds a way to the tower.
No.
Hog Rider, it's a little bit less health.
How? No.
But it does cost a little
like
more.
The dash thing or like the ram that the barbarians are carrying is too easy to like destroy. And then after that, you're still with barbarians that doesn't go towards.
What are you talking about?
Dude, it's not the battle ram.
the
Ram Rider.
Ram Rider, you idiot.
Wow.
You start talking about the barbarians.
Yeah. Like, Bill and I were like looking at each other.
I would definitely say hog. I would definitely say hog rider if that was the case. God.
Wow. Okay. Hang on. Restart.
Hog rider versus the ram rider that rides the ram.
I like the Ram Rider. I mean, I do too.
Because
the Ram Rider at least does like defense while it goes straight towards.
Yeah,
the
that
bullet.
Too.
It's a nightmare.
But there's a reason why. Why does like I don't know.
Just, Hog Rider is more popular.
That's what I'm saying.
The Ram Rider got a buff as well, though.
That's true. The Ram Rider did get a buff.
And it always when I play against him or her, whatever it is, it always goes to the tower. At least it knocks it once. Unless you're playing Bowler, Bowler cleans it.
That's true.
Which Hog Rider does not.
Does
clean
she
butter.
Attack the tower as well? Does she stun the tower when she gets contact?
I don't think so.
You know how she plays defense? Yeah, she throws those things?
I think it's just troops.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. But yeah,
I don't know. Is it,
people are going to be mad at me, but I'm going to Ram Rider too.
Me too.
Okay, I mean, well, that goes by. I was going to say Hog Rider, but I guess we won't. So we'll just keep going.
All right, here's a little different one. Number two, Balloon versus the Sparky.
Balloon.
What?
Sparky.
What?
All day.
Balloon.
Okay, if it wasn't for
Sparky.
Balloon. It's the balloon. It has a stupid death of Bomo.
Balloon. Sparky.
Okay. Well, this is
what's harder to get to a tower? The balloon or Sparky?
The balloon.
No, balloon is easier. Balloon, it targets building. Sparky, you can lay it down.
Here's the thing. Easy.
Here's the thing with Sparky,
Here's
the thing with Sparky. You can really gain a lot of elixir just by placing a Sparky. Because if they bunch some stuff up, and they use like 12 elixir push, and you only spend 6 and destroy it, you got a huge elixir lead and advantage.
That's true, but with balloon, at least you can get close to the. You can get closer. You can.
But the balloon.
We can get closer. The thing about the balloon is it targets buildings, right?
Yeah, but you can.
If there's no buildings, balloon all the way.
Yeah. You can play like minions, the new goblin gang now. You can even play like a Tesla or a cannon to draw it in the middle and you have both your towers countering it and it dies.
Dude, I can say the exact same thing. You place minions on the Sparky. Sparky, you're going to touch it?
Yeah, still get a shot off if you just place a minion. The minions on the Sparky is still going to get a shot off
with
on
the E-Wiz. Oh, here's the thing, though. With the E-Wiz, if you E-Wiz the Sparky, and I'm going to say, what if it happens if you E-Wiz the balloon? Well, at least the balloon will drop a death bomb, and at least it will get it.
But I want to get to the tower.
No, but that's the thing. It would do a death bomb. It still deals damage, no matter what. If
nobody's around.
Oh, wouldn't you have freeze?
Same thing with Sparky, though. With Sparky, though, I mean, we're debating over nothing because you guys are going with Sparky.
I'm going with Sparky.
But anyways,
I'll tell you my wife.
I just think Sparky is... it's a good card. It takes longer to warm up. The balloon is they had that buff long ago where that balloon will start dropping them faster. I thought that really
bugged nerf. It was a rework. It was more of a rework. The balloon.
It doesn't take the tower now, does it?
It does.
It still does.
Without it ranged, but it will still take a tower.
Most of the time, if you play a really good defense, the balloon will not touch the tower. Or if it does, it's already really, really low, and it only does like 800 damage. But while the Sparky does like maybe 1,500 damage. Yeah. Granted, it's a little bit harder to get to the tower as well, but I think overall, I think the best win condition, because of the rework that the balloon got, I think Sparky...
You think the balloon got down over the rework?
I really do.
No doubt.
Because the balloon players really take advantage of they just want one hit in the tower. Now you got to have multiple hits to do it.
On the balloon?
Yeah. Is the way I played it.
Huh.
So it's a lot harder. So I'm going with Sparky as well. So
all right.
Agreed. That's not even a bit of an argument.
Yeah, bro. So yeah. Number three, the Royal Giant versus the E-Giant.
Ooh.
I think
this sucks.
I think from the
best win condition.
I don't know. I think from the E-Giant, what'd it get? What nerf did it get? It got a really bad nerf where I think it kind of killed the E-Giant.
It was just a tower damage.
Just the tower damage.
If you're going with win conditions and you're doing this, I think it's going to be the Royal Giant because of that nerf that the E-Giant got.
Oh, the Royal Giant's the one that, yeah, for sure.
I'm going with Royal Giant.
I am too.
For sure.
And yeah. So you're going with Royal Giant too then?
Yep.
Just go for the E-Giant, I thought.
He didn't know what Royal Giant was.
Oh. He also didn't know what the Ram Rider was, too.
No, I don't know my cards.
I'm going with Royal Giant as well. Because of that massive...
buff.
Yeah. Nerf. Yeah, I'm not scared of E-Giant anymore.
No, neither am I.
And now they don't mirror it. That was a thing back then. Back then was the mirror it. But
especially
now,
with the mirror with level 16, mirror, but now...
It's nothing now.
Yeah.
Graveyard versus the Goblin Drill. Number four.
Ooh.
Goblin Drill.
Best win condition. Now, this is tough.
This is tough because you don't see, like you were just mentioning, you don't see a lot of people playing Graveyard anymore.
Well,
but since they don't know how to defend it... Yeah, in mid-ladder. Since they don't know how to play it... Dalton, are you okay over there?
I'm thinking. This is a tough one.
I think I'm going with Goblin Drill because... you're right. This is tough.
Yeah,
my goodness.
I'm going Graveyard.
Yikes.
Honestly, I'm going to go with...
I think I'm going to go with the Drill still.
I am going to go with Drill. Because,
yeah, I think it's really good... I don't know, dude.
I'm going.
This is really hard to debate on. This is tough.
Holy crap. Yes. Why are you going with Goblin Drill? What do you think? What do you see that the Goblin Drill has more than the graveyard real quick?
Well, the graveyard...
Shut up! I got a question. Why's your clock an hour off?
My clock's an hour off?
Yeah.
It is, dude. It's 3:30.
First of all, I didn't think it worked either. I thought it was for decoration.
Oh, I'm about to
say. Who uses a clock just for decoration if it doesn't work?
My sister.
At least put it on the right.
I live with my... Well, basically, my sister moved in with me because she's homeless. I'm just kidding. I don't know. She's the one that decorates. All right, ask her that question. I don't do that.
I'm going with drill, though. Because whatever, it still does damage when the drill comes up.
That's true, too. I was about to do that as well. But so I think I'm going to go do that as well because I think the spawn time of the goblins that come out is a lot faster than the skeleton.
And it's something you can't just log immediately with a drill.
Exactly.
But you can't log immediately with the skeleton army.
Counter it. I think you can counter it better than you can with a drill.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Because, like, here's the thing.
I don't know.
Let's just say this. You poison over the graveyard, which you see a lot of people do that for defense.
People do that a lot.
Yeah. You poison over the graveyard, and not one skeleton is going to touch it. But if you actually poison the drill,
you might get hit.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what. Like, even if the drill came up, and you'll still see goblins surviving and stabbing it. So
I'm going
with
drill.
I'm going with drill.
I haven't lost yet, guys.
Shut up.
Number five, Expo versus Mortar.
I think I'm going to go by what you said. I think we're going with Mortar just because.
I didn't even know I put this on here.
Just because, like you said, it'll still lock onto the tower no matter
what. It does splash damage, too.
No matter what troops come close to it, even though it's going to get destroyed, but it'll still do damage.
And it does splash damage, so that's really nice. So
doesn't
matter.
He's taking a nap.
I'm doing Mortar for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even after the nerf.
I freaking hate Expo players. Sorry if you're an Expo player, but you guys absolutely suck.
All right.
This one's tough.
Yeah. Number six, the Goblin Barrel versus the Royal Hogs. Yikes.
The cool thing about the Royal Hogs is that you can split them.
Mm hmm.
Because you can make your opponent think for me, like, which side do I want to defend on, or how am I going to defend this where they're not going to deal a lot of damage. Even with the Hog Riders, even with the Royal Hogs having that major nerf,
it's hard to think with Dalton snorting.
Yeah, no kidding. Snorting?
I'm thinking. This is
you thinking. So when you're in the classroom, you're like,
sorry,
teacher. I can't do what he did. My nose is stuffed up. I can't help right now.
You remind me of a villager in Minecraft. What do you got, Dalt?
Dalt, we got. You're humming over there.
Goblin Drill or the Royal Hogs?
Goblin Drill.
Or Goblin Barrel.
There you go.
We just talked about the...
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, you're going to.
Sounds like a chipmunk.
I don't know.
That's why it's tough.
That's why it
now
is tough.
I see a lot of log, and especially a lot of log bait. I'm going to go with Royal Hogs.
Still with the butt?
Yeah, I will. I'm going Royal Hogs.
I don't know. I mean, but if you split them, it'd be easier for a tornado than you get King Tower activation.
You can do that with Barbara. You can do that with the barrel, too.
I'm starting to see a lot of buildings, though. A lot of buildings.
If your tower, not your tower.
I'm going to go with the...
If your tornado's leveled up...
I'm going with Goblin Drill, just because, like...
I'm about 99% sure it kills your Goblin.
No, it doesn't.
I know, but, like, with your King, not your King, but, like, your...
Princess Tower?
Yeah, that thing. If it's, like, there's two Goblins left... I'm about 99% sure it...
No, it still activates it. I have a level 14 tornado.
Wow, aren't you cool?
How much longer history than that? Stupid level 14.
And I do it all the time.
I'm going with Goblin Barrel. You can choose where you want to attack. You could same with the Goblin Drill. You know,
Barrel. You can definitely barrel.
Just to make me lose for the first time. Yeah, I got it.
You can definitely like juke. Because you can always...
That is true.
You can send them to the corner.
I love doing that.
Yes, that is hilarious.
On your toes. And
yeah.
Yep.
So number seven.
There's more. Goodness gracious.
This is the last one.
Aight.
Wall Breakers versus the Battle Ram with the Barbarians holding the little ram thing.
Which one?
Battle Ram.
I'm going Wall Breakers.
Really?
Very cheap. You can split them as well and get a little bit of the Witcher advantage.
I'm going Wall Breakers for sure.
But with the Bridge Spam, though, you could have like Prince and other stuff with it. Like Bridge Spam, it's really hard. Like if you get it,
they do
you
use down Battle Ram for Bridge Spam.
Huh?
They do use Battle Ram for
I think it's Bridge really Spam. Good for Bridge Spam. But they also use Wall Breakers for Bridge Spam. I think there's as well.
One for that too, yeah. And are cheap.
What deals more damage, you think? You think Wall Breakers?
I think the Wall Breakers do. I mean, honestly, if you just leave it, if you want it side by side and just no defense whatsoever, then the Battle Ram's definitely going to take your tower because the two barbarians are going to destroy it. But I'll take Wall Breakers because Wall Breakers also does blast damage.
Wall Breakers,
because you can't just put bats underneath them because then it destroys the bats.
I'm taking Wall Breakers as
well. Oh, so now you're taking Wall Breakers?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, not thinking about it now. Yeah, definitely.
So here's the winners: Battle Ram, the Sparky,
not the Battle Ram. Ram Rider.
There you
go.
Ram Rider, Sparky, Royal Giant, Goblin Drill, the Mortar.
Always give me the worst mic.
What did we do this one? Royal Hogs? Or did the Barbarian Barrel? I can't remember. Barbarian.
Goblin Barrel. Holy crap, guys. Bro, are we living in a barn right now?
And the Wall Breakers, dude. That is funny.
Dylan, we need a new host.
Enough of that. Our top five cards in the game without champions.
I should probably go look at that.
All right, let's all do number go. Five. And let's way up. Go.
Gosh, dang, guys, I'm nervous.
Dylan, what's your number five?
Yeah,
hey, you're going first. Never goes first.
Yes, sir.
What's your number five?
All right, my number five is Dart Goblin.
Of course it is.
Number five, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'll tell you, yeah.
He's three elixir. He's super fast. He pretty much snipes a tower, and people do not like to play against it or defend it because most of the time it's too late anyway.
Understandable.
I love it. Dumb.
Understandable.
I'm going to be hated for this.
Oh, boy. What's oh boy?
Freeze!
It actually is freeze. A number five.
Okay,
five.
I actually like that because I'm very surprised it's not your number one. Yes. I was expecting that.
I was expecting freeze to be
now,
number one.
Now I really can't wait for number one.
Rocket. I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah, freeze is understandable. Mine, you guys are not going to like this either. Guards is my number five.
Oh, okay.
Guards is really good on defense. It's probably one of the best defensive cards out there. And it can distract any card from the ground at least. Or air too, though. But, like, I don't know. The one thing I don't like about the guards is that you can't arrow them and they will die.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't fireball them and stuff like that. But
exactly.
Yeah,
but you can't arrow them. That's the one thing I don't like about it. But, however, I still think they're my number five.
Yeah.
So that's my top.
All right, let's go to number four. Dalton, what do you got?
Where am I going?
You always go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be absolutely hated for
this. I feel like we're going to say that on every round. So
it's
just
freeze. Freeze.
Just guys. Everybody just know.
It's clone.
The people who are listening. We're going. Everybody's going to hate us. So let's just.
Yeah.
No, dude. Now we got that. I think mine are pretty good.
But I got Mini Pekka for number four.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. That's not bad.
There's nothing wrong with that because Mini Pekka is a solid card.
Yeah, I mean, it's not stupid. Too good, but I mean, it's not the worst.
Dalton, or Caleb, what's your number four?
The Rocket.
Hmm.
The Rocket.
Mine's not that dumb.
Here's the thing. The only reason why I bought the Rocket is that literally it can almost destroy any card out there.
Not the Golem.
It can't destroy the Golem. Nope. You are right. But and here's another thing: if you just continue to play good defense and just continue to rocket their tower, especially mirroring their,
I hate those types of players.
But it works.
Why are you looking at me?
It works. Let me tell you. That's why my Rocket's number four.
That's why they have a tiebreaker at the very end for a reason.
Yeah,
not to just freaking rocket cycle ever since freaking overtime starts.
Yeah,
ready for this?
That's all Dylan does every time we play. Get overtime. Rocket.
My number four best card: skeletons.
Just skeletons.
Just skeletons. One elixir cost, dude. They are overpowered. Now
they are
personally. I don't use them. I have before as
they're
well.
They're in my goblin drill deck. They're pretty insane.
Yeah, they're very, very good if you know how to use them for for distractions or whatever. They're just they're really good. So that's
really are. And one elixir, like I'll take that trade.
No kidding.
It can counter a P.E.K.K.A. pretty easily. If you could drag a P.E.K.K.A. in the middle of the field.
Or a mini,
mini P.E.K.K.A.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
You still have to drop a few things for a P.E.K.K.A.
Yeah. You could drag a mini P.E.K.K.A. over and... Or a Valkyrie.
And clean it, yeah.
Yeah, I think a Valkyrie can do it.
I don't know about a Valkyrie, but...
Maybe not. Maybe she's too tanky.
But anyway.
But anyways, okay.
Caleb, what's your number three?
Giant skeleton.
Oof.
Really? I love that. Yes, because the death bomb is the main thing, and its hit speed is faster when it's locked on target. Dude, it can destroy...
Even after the nerf?
Yeah. I still... Really? Even the 5%. Because like I play it now, and ever since I played it, I don't realize the difference. Hmm. And once I get locked on target, oh, it's almost a guaranteed tower. Like
you don't play your 2.7.
My 2.7's
surprised you didn't say any cards off of that one.
No, guards. I think I have guards in 2. Yeah, I have
my
guards, so.
My number three is log.
Yeah, I kind of.
I mean, Push back any troop. It has a long radius.
Yep,
and pretty wide. Love it.
It can destroy a lot. I can't destroy a princess or a firecracker, though, I don't think.
You're an idiot. Yeah, it will destroy a princess. That's why they whenever they
it
do
log. It can destroy a princess. A log can.
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe my level's too low.
Yeah. Your log's way too low, probably. But that, yeah.
Is that a 12?
That's why they use a goblin bait or a log bait deck. They use princess at the bridge because they have to do something about it. So they'll log it.
Can they for destroy your barbarian a firecracker then?
I don't think so.
Firecracker's too bad.
I don't think so. My firecracker's level 14, so I might be so playing people. I might be playing people that don't have a max level log.
I don't know why I can't remember if it destroys one or not.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't think so. But I don't know. Dalton, what's your number three?
Flying machine.
That's good. Do you use a lot of flying machine now? Mm-hmm. Yep, it is dominant,
dude. It's it could be an MVP.
Gosh,
in a lot of matches.
Three of them that one time.
Gosh, this is so sad. On my number two.
My number two now, Goblin Drill.
Wow.
My number two.
Okay.
One of the
I was not seeing that one.
One of the best win condition cards. Get to any tower you want.
Yep.
If you want to activate that King Tower, you go ahead and do it. And just quit the game.
Yeah. That Goblin Drill is stupid nuts. Ever since this might be my new favorite card. Not even going to lie. Like I'm starting to learn how to play with it really well. And it's stupid.
Dalton, what's your number two?
Royal Recruits.
That's tough. That they were going to be my number five, but I dropped them down for the guards. I just think they're
better. Really?
Yeah.
Now, very good
Royal
defensively.
Royal Recruits are amazing, no doubt.
Then why'd you drop them
for guards? Because guards are just cheaper, and they're great for my... I don't know. I just think they're better.
My Royal Recruits.
Mini P.E.K.K.A. is my number two. Love the mini
P.E.K.K.A. That's pretty
P.E.K.K.A.
high in the list.
Yes. I loved the mini P.E.K.K.A.
Too bad skeletons could take them out.
Yeah, one elixir for
Scott. That's where you just snowball
or zap.
Alrighty, who's number one? Or did we already go through all our number two?
Ooh,
we already went through our number two. So
no, it goes. I ain't going first.
Wait, I'll go first last time.
I'll go first. I don't think I ever went first yet.
Yeah, you have.
Shut up, Dalton. The Goblin Drill is my number one, bro. Ooh. Like, Dalton, you need to try this. Mirror the Goblin Drill, but place it right where you placed the first one. They don't see it.
it'll literally go through it.
Yeah.
And it looks like just
so
one.
When it breaks, it looks like there's like 15 goblins just outside. Yeah, it's stupid. Immediate tower, dude. It's stupid.
You want to go last?
Yeah.
Okay, number one. Tornado.
Tornado.
Wow. Hands down. You can use Tornado for almost any card. Activate King Tower.
It is so
versatile.
Okay, my number one card is Bowler.
Oh, wow. It's good on defense. I give you that, but it's not that.
I've learned if you use Bowler with the hog, if you use it for defense. Okay, if you have a Bowler, use it for defense.
That's all it's for, those defense.
Yeah, but then you use it for, and when it, like, whenever it's done defending, he'll go to the, right when he hits to the bridge, let down your hog rider, and people get scared. They don't want to do anything like skeletons or anything. They don't lay it down because of the bowlers right behind it. It's actually pretty good.
I like it.
And then if you use a tornado, you can tornado everything towards the tower, and the ball will go to the tower.
This is nuts. I don't pick bowler for number one. Do you think that's the best card in Clash Royale?
Oh. My opinion.
We have not gotten a. I don't think we've picked a card that was flying.
So Dalton, go flying to your machine. Name. Oh, name true. Them all off right there. Name yours. All together.
Freeze 5, Mini Pekka 4, Flying Machine 3, Royal Recruits 2, Bowler 1.
So then, yeah, going from 5 to 1, my number 5 is Dark Goblin, number 4, Skeletons, number 3, Log, number 2, Goblin Drill, number 1, Tornado.
Going off from my 5 is Guards, 4, Rocket, 3, Giant Skeleton, 2, Mini Pekka, and 1, Goblin Drill.
I also asked the Discord this. So, guys, please go down and join our Discord server. We'll be asking questions there, too, as well. But I asked the same question in our Discord. And Hobbs, he said, and I don't know the order. He just sent this in this order. Freeze. There you go, Dalton.
Lumberjack. That better be his number one. Lumberjack. Or we have problems.
It wasn't your number one.
In my mind, it was.
Yeah.
But
when he said this, I'm like, no, Dalton.
Let's go. We got another fan.
We need to have like a banner up that just says Freeze.
Okay. Hobbs said Freeze, Lumberjack, and Mini Pekka. So let's Dalton,
go.
Let's
go. On the same dude, page.
Mini Pekka, number two. Let's
I
go.
I like it.
So it's crazy. And then Panda. He said E-Wiz, Mini Pekka, and then Sparky.
Let's go.
I don't know what that might be the order, but I don't know.
Mini Pekka, bro. I'm telling you, Mini Pekka has to be someone.
Bam, like, gang.
Everybody's
so, top five. Ryan, he said Miner, Rocket, Drill.
Ooh, Miner.
Miner's the fastest card, I think, in Clash Royale, isn't it?
I don't know.
Or Lumberjack.
No, I think Miner is, because Miner, obviously, like, if you place, I think, Lumberjack at the bridge and you place Miner all the way out to the tower, it still is faster, I think. Like, Miner's stupid fast. I don't know if that's true or not, though.
Oh, I don't know.
And then anyway. Faith, now he did this in order. And by the way, I just asked their top three, not their top five. Wow. So they said number one was his Skeletons, number two, Ice Spirit, number three, Log.
Ooh.
He must do a Log bait or something. Wow.
Ice Spirit. It's actually Ice pretty Spirits, good. Ice it's Spirits. A mini freeze. Look at that. Another freeze.
You telling go. You, game changer. Better than your dank tornado.
Hey. Or your fireball.
Yeah. I ain't going to get started.
I ain't going to get started. Give me the PG. What you read?
Anybody else say anything?
Looking here. Let's see. Yes. So we got, I think we got one more. No, we got two more. So L-Bo. He said Skeletons, Bats, and Valkyrie.
Ooh, Skeleton.
Valkyrie's a good one.
Valkyrie.
Yep.
I like it. I dig it.
And then Mama Sparky, he said, she said, who knows? And this is in order. Sparky, number one, number two, Valkyrie, and number three, Pekka.
Mini Pekka or Pekka?
Pekka.
Just Pekka. Mama Pekka.
That's expensive.
It yeah. Expensive. But it's not in one deck.
Yeah.
He says that's the best cards.
That is true.
Sparky's making a comeback. Usually I just
yeah, don't. You were hating on it.
Yeah, I was hating on it. I think the Bloons is better, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, going against Sparky is super scary, but I've learned it's really not terrible if you know how to play it right.
That's why I have E-Wiz.
And I've learned how, like, whenever he shoots, actually it's a she.
Hey, let's talk about that. What is the scariest card you think now?
Going against any champion. Actually, no, that's not true.
No.
That's not true.
Bad.
No, that's not true.
That's baloney.
I got to look through, but I think the most, like, this is not the most annoying card, the most scariest one. They're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to defend this?
I'm going to have to say Sparky.
Really?
Yeah.
I would.
Because it holds my attention way harder than any other card.
Inferno Tower.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Inferno Tower is probably going to be my most scary. Yeah.
I can't. It's hard.
It is. Yep. For the deck I use, yeah, like anybody who uses Inferno Tower, oh, bro. Since it had that buff where it could, like, it starts up faster, it heats up faster, oh, man, it's a dominant card. So it's for defense.
All right, guys, I think, do we have anything else to talk about?
Join the Discord.
Don't sister.
Yeah, guys, please. Yeah.
Gosh.
Please.
She passed me in trophy. That witch.
Sierra on the podcast last episode 2, guys, check it out. She wasn't even in the ranks but at that recording, but now she is. She's doing fantastic.
She was close though.
She's halfway beat Dalton. Challenger.
We're gonna have to replace her with Dalton
Shut up.
So,
don't say that ever again.
So anyways, guys, we're going to be heading out. Please join our Discord. Yes. We're going to be having tournaments.
Yes.
It won't be this week. It will actually be towards more closer to Halloween. And the only way to join is to join our Discord server. So please go down there into the description here or the show notes.
If you want to be a part of our tournament challenge.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It is.
It'll just be a normal private tournament where it costs us like 10 gems on the game. And yep. You guys have to search it. Whatever. We'll get more info in the next episode. But please join our Discord. We can't wait to meet you guys. So anyways, I think that's going to be it for this week.
All right.
All right. See you.